Shalom. God bless you, my brothers and sisters. Welcome this day to our daily devotion. We thank the Lord for this bright new day that He has made, a day that He has given unto us to be able to express Him in our life. And we know that it's been the amazing grace. And that grace is going to see us through. Shall we have a word of prayer? Dear God, once again, as we approach you this day, O Lord, may your Spirit give us utterance to speak some few words. O Lord, as we fellowship and look into the perfect law of liberty. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name we pray, amen. So, brethren, we have been looking at grace, the grace of God in our life. And for as much as the grace of God can be upon us, can enable us to do the mighty works of God, can carry it from one step of the journey to the other, we must be very aware that this same grace can be cut short in our life. And I want us to look at Hebrews chapter 12, verses 14 and 15. Shall we hear the word of the Lord? Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Hallelujah. So for a topic today, I want us to look at falling short of the grace of God. As we enjoy the grace of God, as the grace of God is manifesting itself in our life, is upon our life, and we are moving from one glory to the other, from grace to grace, the possibility of falling short of this grace, it can also be great in our life. Amen. Now, Apostle Paul indicated, follow peace with all men. Hallelujah. If the Bible says all men, is all men. The gospel of exclusion should not be a thing in our life. The pastor is not excluded. The teacher is not excluded. The prophet is not excluded. The apostle is not excluded. We are all men. And for that matter, even all sisters, all brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, grace, we have been saying that, has been a slogan in the life of a believer. We proclaim it is by grace that we are going through. If it is a slogan in our life, brothers and sisters, let us endeavor to live it. Let it be real in our life. Amen. Let it be our lifestyle. Hallelujah. So that we will come to a point that as it is a slogan, we will say it is by grace. Amen. Let us meditate upon it. Feed on the word of grace. Hallelujah. Move from grace unto grace. From glory unto glory. Hallelujah. And from faith unto faith. Hallelujah. And so if we do this, then the possibility of failing or falling short of this grace will be ruled out in our life. Hallelujah. Now let's look at something. In our individual homes, we have what we call electricity that gives us power. Power to light, to see, to cook, and to do various things in our home. Now, something can happen in that same house where in one room the light can go off, but in the other room the light can still be on. Even though there is power in the house, one aspect of the house is without light, but the other aspect is with light. Why? There is a short circuit. And that is the same way that the grace of God can be short-circuited in our life. Thereby, we falling short of this grace. Praise the Lord. Like I said, what is short circuit? Now we know that electricity wants to flow along the path of least resistance, which is the shortest path. But normally, it ought to flow through the long path so that the energy can flow back to the earth on its extended circuit. But something can happen and the electricity bypasses the long path and passes to the short path, the path of least resistance, and move to the ground. And when that happens, we see that there is a short circuit. Brothers and sisters, that is exactly what bitterness can do in our Christian life. Bitterness can short circuit the grace of God in our life. Hallelujah. So, for the electricity to continue, for the power to continue to move from one room to the other, from the other room to the other, the fuse or the problem with that short circuit needed what? To be rectified, to be corrected before the power can flow. And that is what Apostle Paul is saying here in the Hebrews chapter we read. He said what? Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, we must be very, very, very careful of the root of bitterness in our Christian life. Hallelujah. One cannot hold bitterness in one's life. If we begin to do that, then that is a short circuit in our Christian life. We truncate, we cut off the grace of God in our life. That root of bitterness can be a poison in our life. Hallelujah. Think about a poison. When a poison is taken into the human body, it destroys the body. It is not the person that gives you the poison that dies, but you who takes in the poison, you slowly die. Hallelujah. So let us be wary of this bitterness in our life. Root of bitterness. A root to a tree cannot easily be seen. That it buried down into the soil, it is not easily seen. Hallelujah. That root of bitterness is embedded in the heart. You can see a brother, you can see a sister, you can look on the outside very nice, laugh with you, move with you, but if that brother or sister is harboring bitterness in his or her life, it begin to cut off the grace of God in his or her life. Hallelujah. You can say, oh, and we can go on to say, oh, you don't know what the brother did to me. You don't know what the sister did to me. Try to justify that bitterness in your life. But if we cannot overcome that, the Bible says that what? That can truncate, that can short circuit the grace in our life. We need to be very, very careful. Very, very, very careful about the root of bitterness. It is not a good thing in our life. Let us not to try to justify it. If we begin to go on, then we cut short the manifestation of the full grace of God in our life. Hallelujah. Amen. But if we let go of bitterness, if we let go of anything that will serve as a blockade to the flow of God's grace in our life, then the supply of that power will continue to flow in our life. And we will be enjoying the grace of God. We'll be enjoying that divine enablement, that divine power in our life. Hallelujah. Shall we read our last Bible verse from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 to 32. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 to 32. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Hallelujah. So again, let all bitterness, that is the danger. Bitterness has been mentioned once again here. Hallelujah. So bitterness is something that is a short circuit to the grace of God. We must be very, very, very wary about that. Amen. And he continued to say, and be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake have forgiven you. Amen. Sweetness, kindness, softness, sweet spirit around us. If bitterness which is a gall, a canker in our life, if that is taken away, if that is not in our life, then there's going to be a sweet spirit around us. Kindness is going to flow through our life. The Bible says, what? Let be ye kind one to another, tender hearted. Your heart, soft heart, a heart that can feel for your brother, a heart that can reach out to the lost souls, a heart that can give, freely give to somebody, a brother, a sister who asks of a help. Soften sweet spirit around us. Praise the Lord. If you are able to do all this, then the flow of the grace of God is going to flow all the time. We are not going to short circuit it. We are not going to do anything to frustrate that gift of God in our life. My brothers and sisters, this is where we will bring today's sharing to a close. Let us avoid these dangers. May we examine ourselves so as to walk in the grace of God. Do we have any gall of bitterness? Any root of bitterness in our heart? Are we trying to justify what a brother has done unto me? Oh, what somebody has said about me, you heard it, or lied about you, which is not even true. Are you gradually drinking that poison and gradually dying and getting cut off from the grace of God? May we today soberly think on these things and let the grace of God begin to flow. Let us not short circuit the grace of God. Let us walk in that divine power of God for the grace of God to flow in our life all the time. May the Lord bless you. Until we meet again tomorrow, I say shalom and God bless you.